Blog Talk Radio.
Without a word of warning, the blues walked in this morning and circled around my lonely room. I didn't know why that sad and lonely feeling until my baby called and said we're through. Yesterday, this time I sang a love song, but today I'm singing a blues. It strikes me kind of funny how love can be this way. But I'm alone again today. And it strikes me kind of funny how fate can be unfair. I come out on the losing end in every way of a love affair. Yes, it must be. Must be written for me that I should be the one to always lose. For yesterday the time I sing a love song.
chucking in the middle of the game. Teary eyes, touch my thighs, future high, you be my hand. Could've kept it, but I left it embedded instead of it dissecting me. Be spirit, I feared it, but did it to clear it, distressing me. With sensory, the chemistry, wanna want me in the ministry. But misery influenced me, corruption claiming custody. And I knew this time I had to feel the pain. It was needed, so I see what caused deception in the game.
Don't compromise what's gold for the soul you never sold. For the soul you never sold. No, no, no.
what you have done to me. I don't know what's under your disguise, and I don't need to see what's on the inside. Let me enjoy this, 'cause it was all just beautiful life.
Oh, wicked little girls. Kiss the boys and make them cry. Raising double trouble every time we pass them by. So let us be wicked little girls. We're cursed to get some girly white. You better keep an eye on your boys till I come up tight. You're my one and only, only sophisticated, you don't need to trust me.
You got to love living while you're living on your own love life.
I'm the high temperature, I'm honey brown. I'm the baddest bitch to ever hit this town. Cornbread woman, you're cool in a bottle of
yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm gonna have a party with my body, do you wanna come? Well, alright.
Wicked little girl, kiss the boys and make them cry. Double trouble every time we pass them by. Some might say we're wicked little girls. We're cursed to get some girly white. You better keep an eye on your boys till I come up tight, 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 tight.
Hey girl, yeah. I'm back again. Ooh. That fixin' no fan.
And that brought a friend.
Bend the rules,
headline bad news.
It's the sisters of Sharon, they on the loose.
Hell yeah.
Shaking the caboose like a daddy. Out the pussy like a James Bond hottie.
Smoking like a Cuban.
When you're with Mikey Rubin, better know what you're doing.
Or get kicked out right away.
Gonna hide away.
I'd advise you not to play with those
wicked little girls. Kiss the boys and make them cry.
Raising double trouble every time we pass them by.
So much to be
wicked little girls.
We're cursed to get some girly white.
You better keep an eye on your boys till I come up tight.
Don't you play with those
wicked little girls.
Kiss the boys and make them cry.
Yes, and put the seal on that. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome, welcome. As we sit here, putting together another version of Soul Tree, our music therapy mind stream. I spelled it mainstream when I was typing it in, and I was like, duh. I think Flash Gordon or something. Anyway, this is Michael Lewis, singing DJ Honeycomb, your host. And as always, it's good to have you here. Soul Tree Radio and the Raw, proudly sponsored by BASNewsroom.com and The Assassin, the Black Athlete Sports Network. You know, all the good shit. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. Right now at www.BASNewsroom.com. It's been a while since we've been on the air because we've had some technical issues to come grapple with, but we are armed to the teeth as our tech department has resolved the situation. And my man DJ Gray is here with us as well. What up, G?
How you doing, man?
Now,
we must salute the men and women of our forces who protect us year by year all across the world.
Yes, indeed. They got shades to
Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard. Thank you very much.
That's right. Throw in the Merchant Marines as well. That's where my father served. And we are grateful for everybody who puts foot to ass to our country. Make no doubt about that. I want to speak a little bit on what we just heard because I was inspired to do this by Richard Pryor. Now, everybody knows that Richard Pryor at one time had his own TV show. It didn't last long because he definitely pushed a lot of buttons. Hell yeah. But it was a very inspiring show. And in one skit, he's the president, and they're asking him questions about a lot of money for the space program. And is it because he wanted to have black folks up in space? And he said, yeah, I want to have black folks in space. And he's tired of white folks spacing out, as it were. What I really liked and what inspired me was that he said, no more hearing this Bach and Brahms shit. You know, I'm going to have some Coltrane and Charlie Parker and whatnot in there.
Is there?
That would be part of his time capsule. So I thought here at the tree, if we were to put together a series of soul capsules, what would one sound like? And since it's always ladies first, we slap one together. Of course, we have to start with Aretha, as always, because even out in space, they heard who Aretha is. Now, I was thinking Chaka Khan, too, but I couldn't get the Chaka songs I wanted in there at the time. I'm still downloading stuff. So I left Chaka out, and I added Miss Tina Marie, my soul patroller, Rissa, is a big Tina Marie fan, and I wanted to make sure I got a little something for her because, just as I told her and many of our fans, there are very many folks, not very many, I should say, who would even dare to try to sing a Tina Marie song. Not because they can't sing, but because she's that good. And
yeah, buddy.
She has one hell of an instrument. And the third person I wanted to include in this is a young lady from Canada named Jenny B. Englishman. Now, she goes by the stage name Estero, as in Esther the Hero, but she also can sing her ass off. She's one of those people who have a problem with it because she's white, she sounds black, black, she sounds white. Whatever the hell they say about folks who they can't define by one simpler thing, well, she has her own sound. And in 99, I wrote her up because I saw her for the first time at a jazz festival in Vancouver. And she kicked ass. They wanted to talk about how Diana Krall was her little darling, but to me, she stole the show. She's the real thing. And I think even now she continues on. Maybe her career hasn't hit stratosphere yet, but I think she's doing quite nicely. And she has a very distinctive voice. So I just wanted to give y'all a little taste of that so that they can hear soul on other planets and get a taste of what we sound like down here. Tell me something, G. You're going to put together your little soul capsule. Female singers only. Who would you start with?
Oh, Angela Mobile. I guess that. I'm Angela Mobile, my brother.
Ah, shit. There you go.
Yes,
what'd you
sir.
Go for? Uh-huh. I ain't got no argument with that. Oh, Angie, too tough, huh? Yeah, Angie, it'll work. Anybody else you thought throwing in? A couple people. You can't have Angie all to yourself now.
thank you. Let's see. You got Tucker Khan.
See, there you go. Ah, Midnight Train on Faith. Yes. Sounds like a nice old package to put together. So
that'd be interesting to have that. I like a real more, voice. Tucker Khan, Glenn Knight, and Andrew Bobo had a full voice.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's laws against it. I just want to tell you right now, there's laws against stalking, so, you know, be careful what you say about Andrew. Yeah, we're just trying to keep this
Andrew
a PG
show. Andrew,
I know you snatched that ass up. But having said that, since we did not have a chance to connect yesterday, I want to do one little mini sports item as the San Francisco Giants manager, Gabe Kapler.
Yes.
He was going to go Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
And say that he would not represent the country's anthem anymore until they change their situation about guns. This is on the heels of course,
you know,
what happened in San Antonio.
You know, yes. Where, you know, his voice may get them going the rules and say that's not the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we know where going the rules and say now.
Yes, we know where he stands. No question about that. But the beautiful thing about this is you see the hypocrisy of America straight up, you know. Now, they're not going to say, well, let's boycott Kaepernick because he won't respect the anthem anymore, you know. Because if it was black, that might be a different story. If that was Dusty Baker who said that, well, Dusty's downright un-American, you know, so that'd be a whole different story. But I want to see where this carries.
Michael.
How long they go.
Okay. Go get it. Listen to me carefully. What going to Rooster said was a veiled threat to because what he said was that was not American the way you're doing it. Well, how else are you supposed to do it?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Roos is a piece of shit, but I digress. Having said that, I want to see how much life this story has and how far they take this and see if they attempt to make Kepler a pariah a la Colin Kaepernick, who's supposed to be trying out for the Raiders. I believe that when I see it. But having said all that, you know, Gene, I have a big problem with anybody who takes issues like this to such a degree that their hypocrisy just stands out front and center.
Oh,
and
America has a race problem. That's
we know that.
A race problem.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, they have a gun problem.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Just like Get Smart, K-A-O-S.
Yeah.
You got that right for real. Well, it'll remain to be seen what they do. But we'll stay tuned with this, and hopefully by next week, we won't have another issue to deal with where there'll be breaking news because somebody broke off a few caps in somebody. And our brother Pat Freeman has been on top of this the last 2 weeks, and there's one question I'm going to ask him, which will be part of next Wednesday's show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people have forgotten about all this, but we want to let everybody know that we won't let this bullshit go. Apparently, the 9/11 operator in Buffalo hung up on some of these people.
Yep.
Now, there was a rumor that this person was fired or reprimanded, whatever the fuck it was. We need to get down to the bottom of this and find out. So we will have Oba on again on
Michael,
Wednesday.
Michael, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
What the hell? You're a 911 officer, right? You're a 911 operator. What the hell are you doing?
Well, we know that, bro. You don't even have to ask the question. Because this is in W5 category. Who the fuck is this person? What the hell were they doing in responding the way they did? When did they do this? And how much time elapsed in between all the terror that was going on? Where the hell were they? Where was the call center? And why the fuck would they do something like they did? And you got to ask one more W question. Was this shit really necessary for this person to go this far and make a point as if they would think, oh, Buffalo, there's no terror in Buffalo. There's no racism in Buffalo. No, there's just dead bodies now because of this stupid motherfucker, this evil kid who knew exactly what he was doing when he put up his hands and surrender after he had killed X number of people. We got to stay tuned
Michael,
for this one.
Please. Michael, I sent you 7 items that can change this paradigm immediately. The question is, will Republicans and Democrats do anything? And the obvious answer is no.
No. That's right. I would say hell no, but it's Sunday. But I digress. Big G, before I go back to work, you got any last words for our audience?
Okay, tomorrow we're going to do another Memorial Day show at 3 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Pacific time.
All right.
It's a repeat show, so you have to get online. There, you can't go in.
Right.
You
got
to go all the way to hear it.
There you go.
Go
in. All right. So tomorrow, salute to the troops, 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Already online, so it's in the mix. Just sit back and enjoy. And, of course, everybody, if you're out here working like some essential folks have to do, shout out to my daughters and shout out to all my Canadian fam. Go safe, stay safe, and be safe. Once you get from point A and back to B, well, once you get from A to B and back to A, okay. And, of course, wash your ass. It's hot back here on the East Coast.
Oh, man.
People are sweating. We don't want that sweat turning into ass gravy. So wash your ass.
It's sweat again. Oh, man, it must be hot.
It's sweat everywhere. That's exactly right. Yeah, no, I should say in Canada, ass gravy, eh? So, no, we don't want nobody smelling like wild onions and ass gravy. Wash your ass. And somebody next to you is funky, wash their ass too. So, having said all that, let me get back to work. And Ma, I tried. I didn't cuss a lot. So, wherever you are, be kind with the soup.
Yeah, love my you. Greg gonna go get you that. All right, that's my Greg. Missy gonna get you.
That's right. So they hand the soap over to Missy. Nah, Missy can't catch me. Hey, can't catch me. All right. We go back to work before she starts running at me. I'll talk to y'all later.
Get it.
Thank you.
Put the other one in your pocket. Yeah, man. That's the man that's talking. hear nothing. Put the lighter on.
He's still over there.
Is he over there?
He's over there.
Is he over there?
He's right over there.
Can I tell him one more thing? Is he still sitting there?
Tell him one more thing.
Don't tell me how to run my bank when you can run your own. Give me, give me, give me, give me. Don't tell me how to be a boy when
people.
Thank you. You left me standing. You left me standing in the doorway crying. So I said, please don't leave me. You just didn't pay me no mind. Kept right on going, baby. And I had to find a brand new love. I said, try me. You just didn't seem to let that thing rest on your mind. You kept right on moving, baby. But that's all right. I know your day will be coming, baby. I said it was a man's world, but I'll step back like a man and give you credit. I said it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. But that didn't fail you, baby. Hey! Even when I told you I love someone, you said, go on, go on, go on, go on. Find yourself a brand new love. But I just asked you. I kept right on making it, baby. And then you want to come back. So you want me to take care of you, but I just can't seem to reach you, baby. Hey, 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 hey! I just can't seem to reach you, baby. I can't go back, baby. And then you told me, when I touch you, baby, you said you break out in a cold sweat. Sometimes I get the feeling so good I can't stand myself. But I kept right on moving, baby. I even got to the place I had to do my thing. Had to let the world know, baby. Let the world know now. I jumped back and said, baby, there was a time you called me. You told me that I was your one and only love. That's alright, baby. I don't have to cry no more. Free at last. Free at last, baby. Free, and I'm over you, I'm over you. So I wanna sing it out. Help me, fella, and hit me real hard. Hey, hit me, baby. Thank you.
Things around here, you know. Let's get up and do my thing, you understand? Can I really get into it?
Yes.
Can I get into the thing, really?
Yes.
Like a sex machine?
Yes.
Moving?
Yes.
Doing it?
Yes.
Can I get into it?
Yes.
Can I get into all our things?
Yes.
We're ready to get into it.
Yes.
I'm gonna count it off, Dab. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Get up.
Baltimore,
yeah.
Or maybe New York City,
yeah.
Or maybe Miami, Florida,
yeah.
Maybe Los Angeles,
yeah.
Maybe Los Angeles,
yeah.
Or maybe about the Bay Area,
yeah.
Up around San Francisco and Oakland,
yeah.
All across Seattle a few,
yeah.
I think I'll go to Nashville too,
yeah.
Over to Memphis,
yeah.
By the way of Chattanooga,
yeah.
Atlanta, GA,
yeah.
Lovely Atlanta,
yeah.
Atlanta, GA,
yeah.
I might go to Macon if you don't mind,
yeah.
What about Birmingham?
Yeah.
But you know, I might start to call a few,
yeah.
Is it alright if I go ahead, Robert?
Let's go to the court.
You wanna go to the court?
One more time.
So you got to go to the court.
One more time.
Oh, you know, got to go.
Got to go.
You got to go.
Got to go.
Can I tell him about it?
Tell him about it.
Can I ask him to get on up one more time?
Yeah.
Can I go to Miami?
Yeah.
What about Richmond, Virginia?
Good.
Maybe right in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Can you think of any more towns, fellas? I tell you, we gotta go to Dayton.
Yeah.
Are you gonna keep crying, Jabba, about Mobile or whatever?
Yeah.
Keep worrying about Mobile.
Mobile.
But since I'm there, I'm going to New Orleans too, brother.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just traveling doing my thing.
Yeah.
Can I get into it?
Texas.
Texas, Houston, or Dallas? Houston or Dallas? Which one?
Okay.
$4. Well, we got to go to San Antonio, brother.
Yeah.
Can we go on over here?
Let's go.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
I don't think you heard me, bud. I don't think you heard me.
Help me one more time.
I don't think you heard me.
Help me one more.
Get up. Like a flat machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on.
Get on up.
Like a flat machine.
Get on up.
Can I go to the bridge, pal?
Yeah.
Is it all right to go to the bridge, chicken?
Yeah.
You ain't saying nothing, chicken. Why don't you talk? You don't want to talk or something. You think you're better than us or something. What you trying to do? You don't like us or something. Come on, see what you say, brother. Say something.
Ain't nothing.
Ain't nothing. Ain't nothing out in brother. Can I go to the bridge?
Go to the bridge.
Go to the bridge.
Yeah.
Tell me now. Come on. Stay on the scene like a loving machine. 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 The way it is, I got mine. It's all right if I tell him Frank. It's all right if I tell him Ella. You sure it's cool on that run. No thanks, never thanks. I'll borrow a few dollars from it. Can I get a few? Can I get a few, bro? Oh, yeah. See, that's you gonna put the thing on me, bro. Don't put it. We travel together. But I'm gonna get him a thing. Can I stay on the seat?
Yeah.
Stay on the seat like a loving machine. Is it all right if I hit it and quit?
Yeah.
You think we should hit it and quit?
Yeah.
Otherwise we hit it and we're done.
Yeah.
Hit it and you're done.
Yeah.
Hit me now. Thank you.
don't need no one else. Sometimes I feel so nice, good God. I jump back, I wanna kiss myself. I've got soul, and I'm super bad. Hey, I said I'm super bad. Fred, come on.
Give me, give me, give me, give me. Yeah.
anybody needing to know what is soul. Those last 40-odd seconds should tell you, without having to say a word, when James Brown's band is groove locked like that, that could power sun. S-U-N. Anyway, tune in Monday, 3 p.m. East, 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern, for DJ Gray and a salute to the troops. For everybody else, please enjoy your weekend. Right on to all of us who keep us safe. If you can't say anything else, a thank you will suffice. Go safe, stay safe, be safe wherever you are in the world. We'll talk to you guys later. For all of us here at the tree, ciao.